Blog Talk Radio.
No, this is something more than the industry in IT and back and change that. Yeah, that's a toast thing, you know.
Did you get that idea from America?
America, right.
Did you get that idea from America?
America, right. And then I got together with Count Machuki. And, you know, we'll just toast to him like I've heard it on the radio station. We'll just toast to him like I've heard it on the radio station.
When I left Jamaica, this is the music I was listening to back in the days. Scare music before reggae coming this one. Scare music before reggae coming this one.
When we was playing the boogie-woogie and the shuffle and things like that, we realized that we were definitely swatting, copying the American stuff. But after playing and experimenting along the way, we realized we could do something on our own. And then just for that difference, this is why we decided to really come up and stick to this game.
You thought we want to make some Jamaican?
Some Jamaican sound, true Jamaican sound.
We start imitating the rhythm and blues songs like the Smiley Lewis or Professor Longhair, Louis Jordan, you know, those kind of beats. We tried to imitate it. It didn't turn out that way. So we decided to keep this as our own type. That's how that can come in.
Styling like those was really rhythm and blues. What we did to this rhythm and blues is like you'll be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. But this kind of we change it to 1, 2, 3. And then it's 1, 2, 4, 2, 4. Instead of 1.
This is Jamaica's first musical revolution. I will call it Skia.
Shit, I got off the toilet just in time, goddammit. And I'm not even done fucking with y'all now. I gotta be on the toilet for at least 2 hours now. Now, anyway, let me see if Dell called then. All right, let's go. Area code 202, is this Dell?
Yes, it is. And one and only.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, brother. Thank you for your call. What's up?
No problem. Listen here. I've been a fan of Busta Rhymes all my life. And and all he is sharing is his information and his truth. Okay? Now listen. You may not agree with what Busta Rhymes has said, but in the end though, in the end of the day, he shared his information. You've seen it with him throughout the years of his life, how he shared his information and sharing it with us. He's been doing that since early 2000s, and still doing it to this very moment. Okay? Now, if I can look back over my music, you know, I've been listening to Busta Rhymes since the age of 9. And I believe what Buster said was true. But listen to me, brother. You may not agree with what he's saying, but if you just you know, go back and rewind it, then you have a better understanding of the way that he said it, instead of just, you know,
instead of me going back. Can you just explain why you're here? Then let me know what I misconstrued what he said. So please break it down for me and the people. Because you may explain it better. I don't know. But please help me understand what he said so I can understand him better. Maybe I misconstrued his
message. Let me help you out. Let me help you out.
Mm-hmm.
In the earlier 90s, when Busta came out with the scenario, we already knew who he was back then. I did not know who he was back then until I heard the scenario. And then I didn't understand what he said until I studied it. So when Buster came out with that, and when Buster came out with the Coming album and every album that he created it and every show that he did, he shared information and he's sharing his side of the truth. You cannot blame the man from the music or blame the artist. You cannot do that. Because if you have information of why he said the way that he said it in a way that might be true to some, but it may boil some water. You may not agree with everything that Busta Rhymes has said or on everything, but if you have to like rewind it and then listen to it again, then you will get a better understanding of why we don't have culture.
And I say this with respect. You said enough, but you're not saying anything. You're telling me to go back and listen to what this man said. Go back to him saying that Jamaicans created hip hop. That is not true, sir. Everybody can speak
that,
their
that
truth.
Let me tell you why it is true.
I let you rock out for a minute. I let you talk for a minute. Give me that same respect. What I'm saying is that everybody can speak their truths to how they see fit from their experience and from their own knowledge thereof or lack thereof, right? So now when we do the due diligence, meaning do the history, not just taking their word, doing cross references, okay? Doing the work to see if what he's saying is correct, because we've been so much programmed to think that these three colonizers or culture vultures are the ones who actually created it, which is not true. So what is he saying that we need to believe? Because it's his truth. It could be his truth, but what does reality and the actual facts say? I could tell you anything. That could be my truth, but the history will prove otherwise or stand corrected. So what are you saying, sir, that's making sense that we need to reevaluate what the fuck this nigga was talking about? Please tell me, and I need you not be vague. You got to be specific. You leave a room for excuses.
Okay, then let me be more specific with you. When he said that Jamaicans started hip hop, I was like, okay, Buster, I believe that Jamaicans started hip hop. It was DJ Kool Herc who started the hip hop. When he was going to New York and they had a party in the park and Salt and Pepper was in there.
How can he come here and just throw a party? Yeah, that means what was the influence? What did he know what to play? He had to examine and see what the culture was like. He didn't just come in and fit in. That nigga had to get broken down to be Americanized. What the fuck is y'all talking about? Yo, you got to go. I'm not fucking with you, man. Y'all niggas get the fuck up out of here with that shit, man. Get out of here. And I'm shutting up.